Just in the beginning, there's a machlokus in the Rishonim as to whether Sfiras Omer is deraisa drabanan b'zman hazeh. Okay? We know that we have to count the Omer. Today's the 11th day of the Omer. And there's a question whether it's deraisa drabanan. What does that mean? It means that the mitzvah of counting the Omer is that distinct from the Korban Omer. People go through their whole lives, they don't even know what the Omer is. The Omer is a Korban. It was made of barley, it was on the second day of Pesach, was offered, and it released the Isser of Chodesh. Does everyone know what the Isser of Chodesh is? The first year of wheat growth of the five species of grain, you can't eat, it's like ham. And when the Korban Omer is offered, it makes it no longer Chodesh, it becomes Yashan. And Yashan is literally. The question is why a lot of B'nai Torah don't observe the Isser of Chodesh. That's not for now, but just simply, the box says it's owned by Goyim, there's no Isser of Chodesh. Most wheat in the world is owned by Goyim. Then there's another heter, because if it's in Chutz Laaretz, it's a Tana that says it's okay. That's very questionable, that heter. And then the third heter is there's a steak of the Ramah. Like today, I'm going to have a sandwich for lunch. I'll eat lunch with you guys. And the sandwich, I don't know what year the bread was made from. So there's a steak. Maybe it's from many years ago, which makes it old. And maybe it's from this year, but maybe it took root before the 16th of Nisan, and then the Korban Omer came and matered. So we know in Shas that a sfeik is mutter. So the three svaras we just said why people are makel on Isser of Chodesh. There are some tzaddikim that are not makel on it, and some are machmer even on blias and absorptions, like it's a piece of ham. So some people are that much machmer on that. But lemaisa, those are the three kulas that we have by the Isser of Chodesh. So, a sveik based on the Gemara, anyone learn Ksubis and Daf Tetzim and Av, sveik is mutter, the Gemara says. So the Ramah has a sveik. So that's not, we could devote a separate small shear for that, but the bottom line is that the Korban Omer was a Korban, and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash nowadays. So if you don't have the Beis HaMikdash nowadays, you're counting the Omer, it can only be Midrabanan, says Tosis and the Ramban. Tosis and Menachas and Daf Samach Vav and Av says the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is only the Rabbanan. Because the counting the Omer is an outgrowth of the Korban Omer. And since we do not have the Korban Omer, therefore the mitzvah is only what? The mitzvah is only rabbinic. Okay? That's what Tyson and Ramban says. Yes, Usher? Because the sveik, the double doubt. Maybe it's from many years ago, and even from this year, maybe it took root before. Okay? So, what nafkamina does this have? That is the Rabbanan according to Tyson and Ramban. Many, many shuls, probably in your shuls, they daven mincha before shkia, and they daven mayer right after shkia. Shkia is sunset. Now, officially, that's called ben hashmashos. So how do you count the Omer? They count even with a bracha. So there's nothing wrong with that, because we hold the mitzvah nowadays is the rabbanan. The mechaber does say, yesh medachikin, there are those that are machmer to wait till tzeis kochav, which is the Rambam shita, which we're going to get to now. And therefore, they wait till Laila Mamash. That's what we do in our Shulam Seir. We wait till Laila Mamash to count with the bracha. But you can't have a taina on anyone that counts, because the Shulchan Aruch's Mikra din holds, it's okay. He says, Yesh Medaktikin. I once had a machlokes with another Rebbe, what does the Machaber hold? It's clear the Machaber holds it's the Rabbanan. He points a sheet, he says, Yesh Medaktikin, that there's an Indian to be Machmer. But obviously, Mikra din, he holds the Rabbanan. So therefore, we assume that the mitzvah nowadays is considered to be midrabanan according to Tyson and Ramban, and therefore you can count right after shkia with a bracha. But the Rambam argues, the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of counting the Omer bizman hazeh is diraisa. Rambam holds mamish diraisa, mitzvah diraisa. Rambam holds that mitzvah sfiras Omer is diraisa. Why? Because the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of the Korban Omer is distinct from the mitzvah of counting. It's not an outgrowth. And therefore, unfortunately, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash nowadays, so we don't have the Korban Omer, but that doesn't make a difference regarding Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer is a distinct, independent mitzvah that remains min haTorah. That's what the Rambam holds. And that's why, according to the Rambam, we wait till Tzeis HaKochavim, which is Laila Mamish. Right? Rav Moshe holds 50 minutes after Shki is Tzeis HaKochavim. There are different shitas. Gon maybe 45, Rabbeinu Tam says 72. But in Pesach, we wait 50 minutes after Shkia. That's the one we hold like Rav Moshe in the city of Pesach. So we wait till there's Laila Mamish, and then we count with a bracha. Because the Rambam holds The Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah midiraisa. So since the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah midiraisa, therefore you want to make sure you have laila mamish. Okay? But I want you to understand conceptually what it's based on. Is the counting the omer distinct from the korban omer, or is it an outgrowth? You follow what I'm saying? And the nafkamin is whether it's diraisa or the rabbanon. That's the way you view the mitzvah. And one nafkamin we just mentioned is, do you have to wait till tzeis or not? Another nafkamin is, if you look in Tosfos and Maseches Megillah, and we do this every day when we count, we say harachaman. What are you saying when you say harachaman? You're asking Hashem to restore the Beis HaMikdash. For what? How does that relate to counting? Because that harachaman makes sense if you hold the mitzvahs only rabbinic. Because we're davening to Hashem that we want it to be restored, to be upgraded, to be midiraisa. That's why we say the harachaman according to Tosfos and Ramban, and it fits in very beautifully. Whereas if you look in the Rambam does not have the harachaman. Now, don't get me wrong, it'll probably be enhanced, right, counting the Omer, if we have the Beis HaMikdash, but it's still going to remain the Yeraisa of Bizman Hazeh. So there's no reason to say the Harachaman. Everyone see how that fits? You see how that fits, why we would not say the Harachaman? Because it's considered distinct on its own. Now, it's interesting, though, the Rambam, when he quotes the Dinim of Sfiris Omer, he quotes it in Hilchos Tmidim Musafim. He doesn't quote it in Sefer Zmanim. Sefer Zmanim is all the mitzvahs of Shabbos and Yontif, right? But he quotes in Tmini Musafim, which are what? Korbanos, which would seem to imply it's connected. So that's a little bit of a difficulty in the geography of the Rambam, where he puts it. But Lamaisa, we should know the Rambam holds that it's considered to be a mitzvah in Midyaraisa. So that is Masber why we say, if we say the Harachaman. Also, it's interesting, I'd say about 40 years ago, they printed a Haggadah. Yu HaGadah, I don't know if you ever saw it. I don't think there's so much in print, but they quote there a minig of the Rav Zatzal, which is his 30th Yortzeit. It's going to be today. We'll hear drushes about him. That when he would count, today's 11th day of the Omer, he would say Hayom Yom 11th La Omer, Hayom Yom 11th Ba Omer. He'd repeat the whole phrase. That's what I do myself. So what's the significance when he say La or Ba? What does that make a difference? So it might speak to the following nekuda, and that is whether women are mechuyev in the mitzvah of Sfiris Omer. Are women mechuyev in the mitzvah of counting the Omer or not? So what would you guys say? What's the famous klal in Kedushin? Mitzvah sasei, shizvan grama, women are pturus, right? The Gemara learns that klal from drushes. So if you'd ask me, I would think that Sfiris Omer would be what? Would be a Zman Krumah in between Pesach and Shavuos. The Gemara never gives a reason why that klal exists, right? Gemara never gives a reason why that klal exists. But the Rishonim and the Gedol Achronim give two svaras that are famously known why women are putter. One is Davudrom. Davudrom is that women have added responsibilities to raise the children. And they have to spend a lot of time doing that. So therefore Hashem knew that. So he gave them an exemption about time-bound mitzvahs. That's what Davudrom writes. And then there's a quote in the Maharal. It's a question whether the Maharal said this, but Rav Meiselman Shlita does say the Maharal said it like this, that women are holier than men. And since women are holier than men, they don't need mitzvahs throughout the year to elevate themselves in Kedusha. Men are lower level of Kedusha, so they need the mitzvahs throughout the year to elevate their Kedusha. Right? When you start dating, that's the good reason to tell the woman you're dating, that this Maharal. But it's a question whether the Maharal said it or not. It's a question whether he said it or not, but that's at least the way Rav Meiselman interprets it. So those are two reasons why there's a patur. So Rambam says women are patur from Sfiris Omer. It's between Pesach and Shavuos. So they're putter. But there is a Ramban. The Ramban Nachmanides. You know, the Ramban was 9 when the Rambam was died. They say the Ramban was very, very upset because he wanted to meet the Rambam. He never got to meet the Rambam. Right? The Rambam lived 1135 to 1204. And the Ramban was 9 when the Rambam died. And the Ramban in his Kedushim on Kedushim argues on the Rambam. supposedly. The Ramban has a whole list of mitzvahs that are lo bisman grama. Lo bisman grama. And on that list, he writes an abbreviation. Samech he ayin. Which most Gedol Achron say means what? Sviris HaOmer. Now, there is a minority of opinion that says it means Seder Avoda, that women should say Karbonis in the morning, every morning. But let's take the most Gedol Achron say means Sviris HaOmer. So the Ramban says, no. I think the mitzvah of counting Yomer is a mitzvah Seshe Shalobis Mangrama. If it's Shalobis Mangrama, what does that mean? Women are what? Women are high. Now, what we have to do is to be masber, what is the svar of the Ramban? Why would the Ramban say that counting the Omer Shalobis Mangrama? Why? So, there is a svar as said by the Divri Yecheskel. Divri Yecheskel was one of the great Gedol Achronim. In fact, I think his great grandson was a Rebbe in MTA many years. And he says the following. He says, for a mitzvah essay to be called the mitzvah essay shebizman grama, it has to be directly linked to time. This is a big poster. I can't see the fellows over here. Okay. It's a mitzvah essay shebizman grama means that it's got to be directly linked to time. What do I mean by directly linked to time? Like lulav is directly linked to time. There's nothing that generates it. What generates the Korban Omer? What generates the counting of the Omer? The Korban Omer. It's not directly linked to time counting. You have the Korban, and then the outgrowth of the Korban is the counting. So since it's not directly linked to time, that's called what? Shalob is my grammar. It's a little counterintuitive, but that's the svara. It's not directly linked to time. And it works out beautifully, because what is the Ramban? What do we say the Ramban Shita holds? His man says, is it the Ramban or the Raisa? Counting the Omer. What is Ramban Shita, we said? The Ramban. Exactly, because it's an outgrowth of the Korban. We don't have the Korban. So it's downgraded to be what? The Ramban. But because it's not directly linked to time, there's an intermediary step that generates it, that makes it Shalobis Makram. Everyone follow that? Everyone cop that svara? That's why the Ramban says that counting the Omer is Shalobis Mangrama, and that's why women are Mechuyev. You follow what I'm saying? This is the Ramban's amazing Kiddush. It's an amazing Kiddush. And the truth of the matter is that you might tell me, well, if it's Mitzvah Rabbanon, do we apply the principle of Mitzvah Seshesh of Isman Grama to Mitzvah Rabbanon's? Anyone know that? Mechlekes Rashi, Tosfos, Bravo, Stafkof. Stafkof on the base. Do we assume the klal applies to rabbinic mitzvahs as well? So let's assume that it does. But it's not Zman Grama. It's Shalob is Zman Grama. And that's why women would be Mechuyev. So basically, what we've accomplished in this short time, this is why I want you write it down in your notes or write it as an outline. You have a whole package here now. The question of whether you say La Omer or Ba Omer is La Omer is trying to accentuate what? That the counting of the Omer is La, directly generated by what? The Korban Omer. And therefore, since it is what? Shalob is Mangrama now. When women count, what should they say? How should they say it? They should say La Omer. That is correct. Whereas Ba Omer means what? At the same time that we offered the Omer, which was the second day of Pesach, that's when the counting starts. But they're not conceptually connected. It just happens to be coincidental that at the same time that we offer the Omer on the second day of Pesach, we start counting the Omer. And that's what Ba Omer means. So we cover our bases by quoting La Omer. I count first La Omer, but when a woman should count based on what we're saying, you should say La Omer and Ba Omer. So if you put together everything that we just said that is the mitzvah d'oraisa d'rabbanan, that's one nekuda, correct? Number two is, do you have to count at seis or can you count at shkia? Number three, do you say harachaman? Yes? See how you can put these all together as a package? Number four, are women obligated in counting the Omer? And number five, what is the significance of counting La
or ba.
Depends upon how you actually view the concept of the relationship between the Korban Omer and the mitzvah of counting the Omer. Okay? Now, one of my talmidim many years ago pointed out, he said, Rebbe, that in the Shulchan Aruch, I think he says Ba Omer. I think that's what his nusach is. On the other hand, he says, Mikra Adin, you can count after what? Count after Shkia. Now, do those things jive together? Yes or no? They don't. Why don't they jive together? Because what does Ba Omer show? That it's really what? It's independent, and therefore what? And therefore it should be the Araisa, and you really, Mikardin, should have to wait till what says. But he says you don't have to. On the other hand, though, he says you say what? Ba Omer. So that Nakuda comes out a little bit difficult in the Shulchan Aruch Psak. Okay? Any questions on this, guys? I want you to get this down. You write it down as an outline. You put it together as a package. This fits. You had a first Azriel hat, yes?
Yeah, well, I was wondering, you were saying it's not on Groma because it's not dependent on time, but dependent on the Korban.
Yes.
The Korban itself is.
That doesn't make a difference. It's a good horror when Azriel is saying, you say the Korban does depend on the day, but that doesn't make a difference. The mitzvah we're dealing with is the counting. So that's not directly linked to time.
Directly generated by the karma.
Right, but that doesn't make a difference that the mitzvah that it's connected with is dependent on time. Yes, Usher.
If there is a significance attached to Ba, then how is it that both Nusas evolved over time?
The two approaches in the Rishon.
But at the end of the day, how could one of them happen? If there was one Nusas,
anytime we have the machlokes, there are different minhagim that develop to follow the Rambam or follow the Ramban. So, and I always recommend that when we're counting, guys, look in a sitter. A lot of times you don't have a sitter, but when you look at a sitter, you can look in the sitter and say, I remember I counted. A lot of times you do a baal peh, you can't remember. So it's a good aid to always look in a sitter and say, I remember I counted this. Okay? And, we'll talk more details about Sfiras Omer. So let's break now. Here's the Mar Makomos for the guys in Brachas. Okay? You want to, what is your first name?
No.
Okay, I want to make sure everyone has Chavrusa.